Making Waves for Maurice Wilkins. Light diffracted on a bedroom wall at 30 Kilburn Parade, making waves through a cloth blind circa 1920. Outside, pungas and cabbage trees lie just within memory's range, a pattern and a shadow. The silence here is qualified, but it draws you out 4 years old or five. The world's a single room where fronds and wind tap a code against the window pane. Next up, you're wild, sprinting down a helix of concrete steps from the hills to the harbour. Or you're leaning into a gale commensurate to your incline and weight. The elements support you, and the blustery horizon is fresh with new information. And now the landscape changes from island to continent to island again. And there's a sea change as we fire off certain rays to form a transverse across your history. Acclimatized, you wintered over in laboratories and made a virtue of basements and arcane knowledge. You found a scientific silence or a calm in which things are worked out at a snail's pace, a slime stretched and scrutinized between forefinger and thumb to yield a feast of the truth, or a field ploughed with frustration. If that is where our guesses land us. For science is a railway carriage rocking with big ideas, sometimes stalled on the side ends or slowed on branch lines near rural stations. And still, the whole is too huge for us to comprehend. 1 meter long, wrapped around each cell unread until it's unwound, the scarf and valence of our complexity, from which we derive our unique timbre to say, "Well done, well done." To an amateur, an X-ray plate looks like an old-fashioned gramophone disc. Yet it plays scratchy music of the spheres, jazz of an original order. Or perhaps it's the ground section of a Byzantine cathedral, or a basilica of double colonnades and semicircular apse. And who builds upwards from that to discover the grand design? Who constructs with only a floor plan to find the elevations? Those who are neither architects nor masons, but quiet archaeologists of the unseen hand and mind of God, digging upwards to the exquisite airy construction of the double helix. Gifted clumsiness, genius, you are there at the start of it, a chiropractor of the biophysical, clicking the backbone of DNA into place